everybody, welcome to the Football Fill-In on a weekend of VAR shambles where all of the league's referees have been urgently ushered to Stockley Park to have their bodies smacked and get extra training because they've been so bad this weekend. Other than that, Man City kept up the heat on Arsenal and impressive wins for Fulham, Leicester, Wolves and Manchester United. Oh, and we've got a new feature for you this weekend as well. Mystery retro football shirts. Going to open this somewhere in the show. Keep watching, we're going to get into all of it. Okay, let's get into it then. We are joined by, as usual, Mr. Mark Goldbridge. How are you, mate? You okay?
Yeah, good. A bit tired after the Super Bowl, so I'm probably not going to be good at the quiz.
You do look tired.
But you were in it as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Tired. Next one, we've got Super Mr. Darren Bent, who also stayed up late to watch the NFL last night. How are you, mate?
Not bad. My team lost, but yeah, I'm good.
Who's
I'm
your
good.
Team?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, mate. It was a close one, though, weren't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't help, does it? Still lost.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't help at all. Right then, lads, let's get into it. We're going to go straight to Arsenal. First game. 1-1 draw, again, plagued with controversy. VAR, Mark, start us off with what you're thinking of VAR this weekend.
Well, I'm interested to see what the Arsenal fans are going to say. But I will say, we're going to get into all of them, but that is massive. I know it's only halfway through the season, but I reckon this title could be solved by 2 points. And to get that wrong and to get it the way they did get it wrong, we were talking, weren't we? I think that, especially for you two who've played the game, I think you get that feel about something, and this is why for me VAR is so bad. I think VAR is very good, it's just in the wrong hands. You should be getting a feel, and I didn't agree with the Casemiro thing last week. There's loads from this weekend, and that to me, it just felt the phase of play, there's a lot to look at there, and they have, and to not look at it, it's absolutely shocking. And what does an apology do? It's like talking about the Eagles there. Oh, you played well, you lost. Oh, it's absolutely shocking. And Brentford did play really well in the context of the game. I think a draw might have been a right result, but you can't discuss that because you can't move past that. Disgusting.
Benty, how did they get it this wrong, right? How? Seriously, how did they get it this wrong?
Well, apparently the word is that they forgot to check that part because there were so many different elements to that phase of play that they forgot to check it, but I mean, we're talking about the best league in the world, but we've got probably the worst officiating.
This is somebody's job, right?
Yeah.
This is literally somebody's job. Sitting there, watching the camera, going, replaying it. They know all exactly. That's literally what they've got to do that day, all right? And they still got it wrong. Like, what are the answers to it? Are we just going to keep going like this and keep getting this week after week or what?
It's going to be difficult, but they've got to somehow get better referees in there because every single one who steps up to that kind of, they're officiating where they're looking at what's going on, they make some kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
And as people that watch football for a long time, you know when there's a foul, when something just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So it was disappointing. Brentford did play really well.
Yeah.
Fair. I think that even the first half.
Yeah, Let's talk about the game.
They missed chances. Ivan Toney was brilliant. He missed a couple of chances. And Mbeumo had his chance.
Yeah.
Ruled out for a foul, which wasn't a foul.
I know,
he was slipped.
Exactly.
So they got away with that. But listen, when you get yourselves in front of Arsenal, you think, right, go on and take all 3 points. But then, unfortunately, as you said, their VAR get involved. And it's a point. But again, as Mark was saying there, that them 2 points dropped going into the Manchester City game for Arsenal next could be massive.
Yeah. Are you a little bit worried about this little sort of like stuttering that they've had at the minute? Because they're firing on all cylinders all season long. I think after 17 games, they had won 15, drew one, lost one, right? Mm. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, let's see what you're made of. Like, what's happening?
Well, listen, unless you're Manchester City or Liverpool for the last couple of seasons, every team's going to go for a blip at some stage.
Yeah.
This is Arsenal's. But unfortunately for them, they've got arguably one of the best teams in Europe who are used to being in this type of situation where they can run teams down, where it doesn't matter how much the point gap is, they just keep winning. And that's what Manchester City are. So for Arsenal, you are concerned because you want to keep picking up these 3 points. Like, we've got games in hand, but it's going to come to a point where we've got no games in hand and City are right there. So they've got to go now and do something which they've not done in a while, which is go and beat City at the Emirates.
What do you think of, say Man City win on Wednesday against Arsenal, what do you think that does for Arsenal mentally?
Can do one or two things, can't it? One, they can start to collapse, or two, they might actually like being in a position where Man City are there in front and they're the underdogs again. But the problem is, as Bentley said there, Man City are so used to going and winning 10 games in a row. I think Arsenal are really unlucky. I've always said this. I know, you know, it's not the Queen's fault for passing away and them games got suspended, but I think up until about 2 weeks ago, I'd always have fancied Arsenal to beat Man City. But there seems to be a shift in the last week or two, at exactly the wrong time for Arsenal. And the Emirates games, people say there's two games. The Etihad, you'll probably be underdogs for that.
Yeah, of course.
The Etihad, this is the game for me. I know we're only halfway through, but this is the game.
Yeah.
Arsenal have got to get the result in.
I'm buzzing for it. Right, we're going to move it to Leicester against Tottenham, all right? Didn't see this one coming. I will not lie to you. I did not see this one coming. Bentley, what's this mean? What's this? How does this sort of thing happen? Again, we talk about VAR there. It's a natural shot. How does that happen? How do Tottenham go away to Leicester and get pumped for one?
Well, this is typical Spurs, isn't it? They put in a performance like against Manchester City. Yeah. Go, wow, what a good performance. And then they go up against Leicester, who, by the way, have got James Maddison back now, who looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And when they're expected to win, and I've always said this, I believe Spurs are a team that are better when they're out of possession. Uh-huh. I think when they've got the ball and they're trying to make things happen, I think they struggle to break teams down. They're better when they sit back, they camp in there and hit teams on a counter-attack. Well, Leicester showed them no respect. Got in their faces, scored good goals. Some of the defending, by the way, was abysmal. People like Eric Dier, who's experienced, didn't go and engage
miles
the ball.
Off it, huh?
Miles off it, gave their players way too much space, too much respect, but fair play to Leicester. Do you know what I mean? We thought they were going down at the start of the season. James Maddison's come back in, and they're finding a way to do it without Jamie Vardy, which I think is massive because it's always been Vardy or nothing.
Yeah.
Now they're finally starting to find a way of scoring goals without him.
I looked at the stats after it, and I thought maybe Leicester have just sort of hit him on the counter-attack, and maybe they've done him like that. No, they haven't. It was 50-50 possession. They've had more shots on target, more shots off target. But it's just well-deserved.
Another goal as well that was marginally offside, could have been five. 8 goals in 2 games. They're absolutely buzzing. And Spurs, I mean, look, they've had to change the keeper. I don't know what you think about some of the goals. I thought the first goal, he should have saved it.
Come on, you can't pin. You cannot pin any of these goals on Fraser Forshaw.
It's got to get down a bit quicker, no?
No chance on the turf, mate. Harvey Barnes, the fourth one, I think, is the one you're on about, where he's put it in the corner, right? It's a lovely finish. It's in the corner, right?
First one,
defenders
straight.
Just keep backing off.
Do you save it?
Oh, not now. No chance. I'm way too old to say anything like that. No, I don't know. But the thing is, right, the defenders just keep backing off. When Harvey Barnes is running at you, at some point, you have to go. You have to go, right, I'm just going to have to do this. You might beat me, you might step aside me or whatever, but you can't just let him keep running and curl one in the corner because he's used bodies, yeah? Harvey Barnes is watching this thinking, boom, I can just bend that round you. The goalie can't see it. Simple goal. Simple as that.
First goal, I think a good keeper saves that. It's in it. It's in
Mendy's goal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I will say about that, though, is if you look at Fraser Forster, he looks, he peeks this way,
that
doesn't
way.
He and
goes
the ball
way.
Goes in that way. So, but I'm with you. I think a top keeper.
Saves that first one?
Yeah.
Oh, lads, come on. You don't know what you're talking about. As a goalie here, I'll back him here all day and say, there's some shots you cannot save, right? That first one, like you said, he's looked the other way and Mendy's absolutely spunked it in that top corner
Ben
there.
Ben Foster in his prime saves that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, mate. I don't know about that.
I do. You save that.
No, I don't know about that. Well, let's move it on anyway, all right? I want to talk quickly about the that disallowed goal just because it's VAR and I'm on one for VAR today. The disallowed Harvey Barnes goal, again, apparently, they got it wrong. They didn't draw the line in the right slice.
I didn't even know about this one. Yeah. They got this one wrong as well.
Yeah, they got this one. So you know when they draw the lines on the pitch?
Yeah.
Apparently the angle of the line wasn't straight. It was at a wrong angle. So he should have actually been onside, apparently.
You know what? I was going to ask you about this. I my theory is that because they're using the referees who are on the pitch and then they put them in Stockley Park, is that, you know, they're sort of refereeing in there and there. And actually, I reckon you'd be better off whether it's ex-players or just specialists in Stockley Park who are not influenced by I've been on the pitch and this, that, and the other. Because it seems to me they're almost doing VAR, which really should, you know, ideally it should be run by an AI.
Yeah, it should be that methodical.
Yeah. And they're almost bringing their, you know, it's like that. Well, we could talk about the Chelsea one, but where he just goes no handball, and you almost think VAR you see what he's done there. Whereas a computer would go, no, it is. The law is this. That's it.
It should pretty much be black and white. Shouldn't it? Should. It should be pretty much black and white. There's always going to be a few little bits of grey hairs and stuff, but when it comes to a line and not being drawn straight and slightly on an angle, that's just unforgivable. It's absolutely criminal, failing your GCSE
maths, isn't it? I mean, what's going on?
I saw actually quickly. You did your This Is Football last night, and you said something about, oh yeah, it's great coming out and apologising, but if you're on a submarine and you forget to close the door, we're all dead.
it's like Jamie, we'll be on the quiz in a minute. If every Monday morning you say to Jamie, I want a latte with ginger sprinkles on the top, and then he keeps coming in with a cup of tea, after a couple of weeks, you're not going to go, oh, well, you've got it wrong. You're going to give him the sack, aren't you? And that's what it's all about. Sorry doesn't do anything, does it? We're in February.
Yeah.
That's not opening game of the season for Arsenal dropping 2 points and everyone else. It's February.
No, true that. Jamie gets it right first time, right?
Yeah, he does. That's why I use him as an example, and that's why he's still here.
Don't ever come for Jamie like that ever again, all right?
Quiz is coming up.
Fulham, Benty, talk to me about how good Fulham have been this season.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. They've surprised me because Adem was one of the favourites to go back.
Everybody did.
But Marco Silva, he was another manager I was a little bit concerned about. But if you look at his record at Everton, pretty good.
He did Watford, all right at Watford, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, you would have. Would you?
I wasn't with him, no.
No. But no, he's done fantastically well. He's recruited well. I mean, Willian, I thought, was going to be a disaster.
Talk about his goal.
I saw him at Arsenal and thought, no. But the goal, to hit it in the top corner of his left foot with two people on the line.
Mate, he had five people between him and the goal and that top corner. The goalie, and then he had four defenders like just scattered everywhere, still managed to hit that top corner. It was incredible, weren't it?
Do you know what they've got? They've got an identity down there, Fulham, where they know exactly how to play and they're not going to change that. And they're doing it again. They're still getting up results without Mitrovic scoring goals because he was on fire the first part of the season. He's dried up a little bit, but he's putting in the performances. And Marco Silva deserves a lot of credit because to be where they are right now, which is in that top eight, he does that. And look at the teams that are not in there. Yeah. The likes of Chelsea have spent half a billion. Liverpool. Fantastic job he's doing.
Yeah, seventh position for Fulham. Phenomenal.
Tell you what, you don't ever talk about Forest, and obviously I don't, but they had some weird thing, didn't they? Seven minutes and they lost two players. I saw it happen. I didn't watch the game, but somebody said they've lost two players and you think it must be a head collision. And then someone said, no, they both pulled the hammies or something like that.
Yeah, both pulled the hammies.
In the same minute.
That's a tough way to start a football match, isn't it? Seven minutes in, both starting centre-backs. Big Willy Bolly goes off and you're thinking, oh God, here we go. We're away at Fulham where you know your back's going to be against the walls anyway. But Forest, they should be all right, shouldn't they? They're on, what are they, on 25 points so far now?
I don't know. So many teams are capable of winning games.
I think they're, like I say, they're one of those teams who are kind of in that middle of the Premier League where you'd think they're safe, but if you go on a rotten run of 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row, you're sucked right back into it, aren't you, Benty?
Yeah, I mean, I think Forest will be okay again. They were another one I thought, especially because of the amount of players they signed. I thought they're not going to get all these to gel, but he's done a good job, Steve Cooper, and you're right. I think there are worse teams out there than them, and I think for a lot of teams this season, bar Southampton, which we'll talk about later, I think you're going to stay up because there's going to be worse teams than you. Yeah. You're not necessarily playing well.
Yeah.
Because of some of the rubbish at the bottom, you might just survive.
Yeah, mate, I've been in those little battles, honestly. I've always played for teams where, like I say, every Saturday afternoon, the first thing you do when you get in, you're looking at the results and you're thinking, oh, they've lost, thank God.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, they've lost, thank God.
It's horrible.
But then when one of the teams below you wins, you're going, oh, come on. How are they doing that? Like they go and beat like an Arsenal or a Spurs or something. You're going, any chance? Any chance of you beating these kind of teams? It's horrible it is. Right, Man City, Arsenal. Man City back to their best yesterday, by the way. We spoke about it on last week's show, Benty, where we said it seems that Man City have kind of got away from their identity a little bit of being that sort of passy-passy, movie-movie, drag everybody out of positions, get behind you, cut it back, goal. Simple as that. Yesterday, I watched them and it was exactly like watching old school Man City, wasn't it?
I found it odd to watch them this week, and I'm probably going to get in trouble with Man City fans. I think after those FA charges have hit, I think they need to get that. So one way or another, I think you looked at their chairman, you look at their fans booing the Premier League anthem, Pep doesn't look right. I know they've been charged, but it feels to me now there's a sort of stigma attached to them, and I know it's going to take a long time, but I did find it quite difficult to watch them yesterday because I was just like, they were fantastic. They were fantastic. I mean, I thought Grealish was a bit of a, went sponsored by Speedo, but
the dive. You having the dive, Benty? Is it a penalty? Is it a dive? What's that?
It's a penalty, but I know, obviously he's really clever. Yeah. But again, this is where I know it's not VAR's fault, but you understand the game. You look at it and go, he's played for that. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If I'm the attacker, I'm screaming for it, of course.
Yeah.
But when you're clever, he's been quite cute, isn't he? And you go, listen, it's a foul.
It's a rubbish
penalty.
He's
the master at that, though, isn't he? The way he leaves his foot in there and takes the tackle. Yeah.
But that's the reason why players like that are worth so much money and they get paid so much money, because even though whether you think it's right or wrong, he'll win you a penalty. He will. And that could be the 90th minute and it'll win you the game. That's the difference of it. Haaland, do you do fancy Premier League, by the way?
No.
So I do fancy Premier League. I guarantee everybody out there listening to this show right now will have had Erling Haaland as captain this week, yeah? Guaranteed they'll have had Erling Haaland. So when Man City get a penalty, right, and Mahrez steps up and takes it, I'm going, huh? What's that about there?
I didn't understand it.
What if you're the striker, right, and you've scored 25, 26 goals already this season, and then you get a penalty, are you taking that penalty?
100%.
Why?
But do you know what I don't understand is that, because he's got 4 out of 4 for Manchester City, so I think he's going to take it. Mahrez has missed a few.
So that's
where I was like, well, I don't understand. But the fact that Gundogan pulled rank, I took the ball off him and gave it to Mahrez, I didn't get it. But I didn't understand that, because if you're Erling Haaland, you want to score as many goals. You want to break records.
Mate, I'm still happy, I won't lie, because I've got Mahrez on my team as well. Because that's the kind of manager I am, all right? So I am buzzing a little bit. And don't get me wrong, Erling Haaland got me an assist and it's fine. And he's still got another game on Wednesday.
I don't think he's going to play, Ben. He went off at half time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did as well, didn't he? This game week for me is going from bad to worse.
Depends what it is, but it might be precautionary, of course. But they reckon it might be you know, thigh or hamstring.
Oh, God, that will be... Honestly, the whole of the Fantasy Premier League world are just going to be holding their breath, going, please,
they're good
please.
For Arsenal.
Oh, it'll be unbelievable for us.
Yeah, it will be. Right, so before we move on to next one, mystery shirt time.
Could be anything.
This could be absolutely anything. I ain't got a clue what's going on. Look, it's still sealed, yeah? Still fully sealed.
So any shirt in the world.
Any shirt in the world from anywhere, anytime, anything, all right? Haven't got a clue. Oh, please be something good. This is the first ever one, by the way. I'm buzzing for this here.
I hope it's a Watford shirt.
Imagine, yeah. All right, come on. Should we do like a little guessy where like you've got absolutely zero chance of getting this right or anything? But right, give me the league that you think it's going to be, Benty.
The Belgium league.
Oh, is it the Juniper league? Is it the Juniper league? Yeah, come on, knowledge.
I'm getting Brazil.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna go La Liga. All right. Mm-hmm.
You're being very optimistic here.
The first ever mystery football shirt is. Da, da, da. Who on earth is this?
This is a French.
What is this bad boy?
SPFC.
SPFC. Who is that? Let's have a look at the card. Let's have a look at this. Oh my God. It's what? Sao Paulo. Brazil. It's Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Zero chance of getting it right.
Zero chance.
Mate, that is outrageous.
I know.
That is an absolute banger, by the way.
I actually thought it was going to be Spain and Jamie told you, so, you know.
Did you send that?
No. Mate, how good is that, by the way? Really good. I can't believe you've got that. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Nice shirt,
I'm buzzing off that.
It's a nice shirt, though.
That is a really nice shirt, isn't it? Sao Paulo, Brazil, from the year 96, 1997.
See, they're luring you in with the first one, aren't they?
That is so good. I don't know if we're going to top
that. Next
week
it'll be Stoke away.
So every week we're going to do that now. That is some incredible start, by the way.
Can I win the quiz for that then? Get a bonus point.
No, you still won't win the quiz for that. Right, let's talk about your boys, Mark. Yeah. Man United, massive away win at Leeds, which is a really tough place to go.
Yeah.
How impressive were they?
Yeah, I loved it. The United fans at the end were singing 2-0 in your cup final. It's a tasty ground. I remember speaking to Tony O'Neill, who's an old school United fan, a few years ago, and he said, have you ever been to Leeds away? I went, no. He said, I wouldn't bother. It's like, it can get a bit tasty there. And I think there was a few songs sung by both fans, which, you know.
Yeah, a bit naughty, weren't it? No need, really.
That is going to happen, and obviously the clubs will deal with it. But apart from that, I thought Leeds played really well at Old Trafford on Wednesday, and I would have took a point. I really would. I thought that, you know, Barstow in the week, and I think Ten Hag looked at that, with Maguire starting and some of the players he didn't play, and for about an hour, especially the first 15 minutes after second half, Leeds probably should have took the first goal. And I think if they do, they get a result. But those substitutions, Martinez, what a player, changed the game. And then Garnacho came on and scored the goal. Rashford again. I mean, as a striker yourself, I mean, he's scoring with his head now. How hard is that to do that? Because I must admit, a lot of United fans would say, he's always closing his eyes. He's no good in the air. And then this season, I mean, that's such a good header. And Benny McCarthy's come in, Ten Hag's come in. How do you change your game to become good at that? Because it's a skill, and you've either got it or you haven't.
Do you know, I think Benny McCarthy deserves a lot of credit because he's clearly worked with him. Because he just looks assured in front of the goal, regardless whether it's on the floor or in the air. But even his stature, Rashford, I don't know if he's been legit. He just looks massive, doesn't he?
He looks like a man. He looks like a grown man, don't he?
But he just looks like every time he touches the ball. And sometimes when you're in this type of form, even if you're not the greatest in the air, you can close your eyes and it will just hit your head and it will just go in because you're flying. But at the minute, he just looks fantastic. They look really good. And it's a worry, I think, for Manchester City and for Arsenal because every time you feel like Manchester United are just falling off a little bit when they had the point against Palace, then they lost to Arsenal. Yeah. I thought that's them out of it. Couple games later, they're straight back, 5 points off Arsenal?
Yeah.
And Arsenal have got to win their games in hand. So Manchester United playing well. Casemiro is a miss, middle of the park, because it's so open in there. But they're still getting results, and Garnacho, well, there's no telling how good he's going to be because he just looks unstoppable as well.
What sort of player is Garnacho? What is he?
He's a wide man. He's not your traditional wide man where I don't think they exist anymore, where he wants to go down the line, cross balls and create. Yeah. He's thinking goal first, create second.
Create
second, but his finish is... Yeah. A really clever finish.
Really good finish.
I think he's whipping it in that far corner and to reverse it back to the near post. I mean, how old is he?
18.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
And you know what? I was having a bit of a up and down with people on Wednesday because when it was United fans, and I will call them out, they're having a bit of a pop on social media. I'm like, he's 18 years of age. Any club, not just United, youth players, you've got to give him that time. You've got to give him that leeway because they will be on and off. I mean, but he scored a goal yesterday, did it against Fulham. Hard place to go. Late goal before the World Cup. And at 18, I mean, you look at Rashford mid-20s and he's still filling out as a man. If he's 18 years of age, he could, you know, it could be anything. And I think he's
got a chance.
Yeah, I think Benji's right. He's, you know, we don't really have a winger that puts crosses into the box, which is why people like Luke Shaw, Delo are so important, because Garnacho is about, you know, making things happen. But and he did yesterday. It was brilliant substitutions, because I think we had two goals offside as well. We absolutely
well, the
destroyed
Rashford goal, that's what you're talking about there, when you're in that sort of pomp and you're in that form, isn't it? Like, normally, I promise you, a year or two ago, when he's not on fire, he's taking another touch there, going a bit wider, trying to get a bit closer to the goal, but narrowing the angle, kills himself. He's like, nah,
Or he's just putting power into it. He's not putting placement
into it. He takes it early, straight into the corner. I was just like...
Didn't even think. Just touch,
didn't
bang,
think.
Finish.
Just natural. Is that what it's like? Is it when you're in form?
Yeah.
You just know what's coming. You just
touch
know what
it
to do.
You know exactly in that type of scenario where you need to be. Just touch it, finish it off.
Yeah.
It was a nice finish.
And we're going to move on quickly. How tough is it away to go away at Leeds, by the way? When that atmosphere, that gets going.
I think I've got a point.
It's ridiculous. Horrible place to go, isn't
it? Yeah, once in my whole career.
That's what
I've got, one point.
It's a really impressive win, it is. Right, where are we moving to next? Here we go. Southampton versus Wolves.
You must be buzzing.
I'm not buzzing, because I don't revel in people getting sacked.
No,
all right?
You do.
No, I don't. But what I don't enjoy is managers coming out and always trying to shift the blame and trying to... Like, for me, Nathan Jones is the kind of guy that when they win, it's a we. And when they lose, it's a them. And that's exactly what I get from Nathan
Jones.
He even said
after this game, he said, you know, it would have been nice if Wolves had kept 11 on, because sometimes it's easier... It's like, you're 1-0 up with 10 men.
You make a good point, and you're right. And I know Nathan Jones, but for whatever reason, it's you're right. When his team's flying, look what I've done. Look at the job that I've done. When they're like they are now, ain't my fault, it's their fault. And I think as players, as you know, that filters into the dressing room.
Oh,
and you start
horrible,
to go, I'm not having him.
Yeah.
It's all about himself, I'm not having him. We can't win. Yeah. We put in a good performance. Like Manchester City, when they beat him in the cup, it's almost like, oh yeah, what a tactical masterclass I've done. The players don't get any credit.
Exactly, yeah. He won't bring any... What's that like then in the changing room? Because I've been there. I know for a fact you've been there. When you start to lose that respect for your manager, when you see this sort of stuff going on every game, it's so hard to go and play, isn't it? It's like, you're not trying to do it, but subconsciously it's like, I don't want to run through a brick wall for him, do you?
No, 100%, because you're not getting the credit for it.
Yeah.
It's all about him. When you guys are getting... You're trying, and Southampton are in the trenches trying to get out of that relegation zone, and they're not playing well, and he's almost like, yeah, it's their fault, it's not my fault. Yeah. If you look at my stats, what I did at Luton. You're not at Luton now, mate. Yeah. You're at Southampton. Do you know what I mean?
So statistically, one of the best managers in Europe.
Yeah, that's
Luton.
When I was at Luton, during the war.
It was ridiculous. But this is a massive loss for Southampton, by the way. I was listening to it, so it was a 3 p.m. kickoff on the Saturday. I'm listening to them on Sky Sports and whatever, and they are buzzing off. Oh, they're taking the lead, they're flying. These new players that he's brought into the team, they're on fire. Wolves go down to 10 men. I'm thinking, oh, well, surely they're going to win this 2-3-0 then.
Just got to bring this in, VAR. I don't know whether you heard what Ruben Neves said. This is shocking as Wolves. Like, so yellow card, was it Lamina?
Lamina,
like thinks he should have a foul. Two players are running towards the ref. He's the third player, yellow card.
Yes,
why? Because he was running towards me aggressively. Ruben Neves said, yeah, so was two of us. Yeah. If you want to make a stand, book one of us, because it's only a yellow. You don't pick...
So hold on. Is this an actual rule now, where it's the third player?
Yeah.
Is it the third player that counts? Yeah,
you're being sarcastic, aren't you?
No, is that genuinely a rule? Is that, like, because this is the whole
point. He's just picked on it. He's just seen him and gone, oh, I can give him a second
but
yellow
But this
card.
Is what I'm saying. So why doesn't Neves get one? I think it was Moutinho was there as well. Mm. Why don't they get anything? Lamina's not even, like, running too aggressively or anything. He's, like, just jogging over kind of thing. And he's going, that's ridiculous.
Shocking.
That
I don't know what
shocking,
they've all been. I don't know. You know, we were in London Friday night. Yeah. There was a party in the next room. I think they were all refs, weren't they?
They were drinking
something, aren't they? I mean, God knows what they were doing on Friday night.
I think that's one of the worst refereeing red cards I've ever seen. To be fair,
it's embarrassing.
If you get a red card for that and you're missing for, I think it was a second yellow card, but either way, if you've got
it could have been 3 points again. You're 1-0 down at Southampton and you're down to 10 men, which shows you what a fantastic performance by Wolves it was to go and win it.
Massive win for Wolves. Right, we're going to take it Newcastle, who again, talking about Arsenal, is stuttering a little bit. Newcastle, at the last six games, drew 5, won 1. That's not kind of
That's
top four form,
aren't they? I mean, who wants, we forgot to mention with Spurs, Ben Tanker's been out for 6 months now.
What's he done as Cruciate?
Cruciate, yeah.
No, he hasn't.
And he, for me, is probably their best midfielder. I think that's true. So.
Oh, mate.
No goal. They need a goalkeeper.
did you ever do your cruciate, by the way, Benty? Never done your cruciate. I did it 3 times. It's a stinky injury, mate.
Does it hurt when you initially do it?
Nah, not really. It doesn't. You feel the ligament pop. When you do it, you know you've done it because everybody will just go, I felt like a pop. And as soon as you say pop, the physio goes, what? And they know what you've done because it's so synonymous with it. But the actual injury doesn't hurt too much. It will swell up afterwards, but the recovery time is horrible. It's like 6, 7, 8 months sometimes. Oh, horrible, horrible. What we talked about, Newcastle anyway, stuttering. So do you think they've got one eye on the cup final against United?
100%, you have to. Yeah. You talk about their first cup final since what? Texaco Cup in the 60s or the 70s?
Texaco Cup.
Do you know what I mean? Their first and last time they won some silverware or something. Yeah. So it's, I think as players again, they don't know when they're going to be in this position again. Of course, you're going to have one eye on the cup final, which is next week. But listen, they're still, I think Newcastle now are starting to level out, I do, because they had an unbelievable start, caught a lot of teams by surprise, but now teams have figured them out a little bit, so they're not scoring goals at will.
Yeah.
So I think now this is almost where Newcastle, I think they are at the minute. Do you know what I mean? I don't think they're Champions League team. I don't, and that's just my opinion.
What do you think is most important for Newcastle this season?
Trophy.
Getting top four or trophy?
Trophy.
Do you really think?
100%, yeah. 100%. We have loads call up the show. They will take a trophy and 10th.
Yeah.
Because it's a trophy.
Really? They're a funny fan base, actually, because I've spoken to a few Newcastle fans over the last few weeks, and I've actually said, you know, you're starting to stutter. Yeah. And they'll ring up and just say, you know, we're living the dream. We're in a cup final, and they want that. And that's quite a refreshing approach because I think although they've got the money, and maybe that will change, they're still at that period of progression where, you know, it's been so long where they haven't won a trophy, and that's what they actually want. And they may well get top four, because I agree, I don't think they look like a top four team, because who else wants top four?
Yeah, true.
They're still 2 points clear as Spurs.
Do you know what one thing I noticed about Newcastle, actually? We spoke about it a few weeks ago, saying, from set pieces, Newcastle are so good, they're so big, they're so tall, they're dominant, they win everything. They've now conceded two corners in 2 weeks now, and they've both been identical, right? Mm. So what teams are starting to realise now is if you put the ball in the mixer, you ain't going to win it. They're too tall, they'll win it, the goalie will take it, all that. But if you get that front post runner, flick on, that takes all of it out. Yeah, if that player can get across the front man, flick it on, and then fill in at the back post, and they have two goals in 2 weeks now they've conceded.
Certainly they got the weekend as well. That's why I used to, as a centre forward, hate marking. Because if you look at Isak, who's marking Sensei.
It's not your job. You don't know how to mark.
He's ball watching. So the moment the first touch contact's gone, he's still looking there. Sensei just snips around the back and taps it in. So yeah, I think you're right there, because they are huge.
Yeah,
Newcastle.
Huge, I know.
If you can get that first contact, it's chaos after that.
It's chaos, mate. That's if anything. It doesn't matter where it goes. The first contact is the most important thing. And how nice is it when you're at the back post and you see that ball drop to you and you just think, oh, this is a freebie. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, isn't it? But obviously, but no, but yeah, the sort of tapping, you've got to think about it.
Yeah.
As one of the best I ever saw at that was a centre-off was Gallas, William Gallas.
Yeah.
He used to get about 4 or 5 of them a season. It'd flash across the box, drop at the back post, and he'd just be there. Kane's really good at it as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Just know where to be at the right time. Just give Bournemouth some love quickly, though, because I know we write them off every week, and they are your guaranteed certs for relegation, without doubt, all that. But it was a good result for them this weekend. Good performance, and they could have won it late on as well. Solanke with that little sort of like back heely. Whether he could have gone front
wrong finish.
Foot. Do you think he should have gone front foot and just put it, drilled it?
Wrong finish. If he's scoring, if that's Rashford, Rashford just swivels on it. True. Boom, and it goes in.
Yeah.
But when you're not, he's only got 3 goals this season, Solanke. Yeah. It was just a wrong finish. You don't need to Cruyff. He can even have taken a touch that way because all the chaos was behind him. If he goes that way and just controls the finish, he scores.
It's a simple finish.
But I would have just swiveled on it and smashed it in.
Yeah,
but all that flicking and all that, for me, it was a poor finish.
I would have done that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have done. Yeah, and then you got your legs twisted and fell over. Oh,
I'm good on my feet.
Yeah,
actually,
all right. We've got a video, actually.
Beat him on a keep-up challenge on Friday night.
No, he didn't. No chance. Anyway, we're not talking about that, right? Because on Friday night, right? So we've got a clip for you all, by the way. That's a bonus clip, this one. This is beautiful, right? So Friday night, we did our first ever Fozcast Live, Benty, right? It's down in London. We had a couple hundred people. They were on it as well, by the way. So it was a good laugh. It was good banter. Anyway, we're getting into the quiz, right? And we get some people up on stage and they're like partners with us and stuff. One of the lads decided to down his pint, spilt it all everywhere. It was beer all over the floor and whatever. Anyway, in the quiz, Mr. Matt Goldbridge goes and gets this. It's a good answer. It was Didier Drogba, it was Marseille, it was whatever it was. Anyway.
I nicked it off there.
But Matt, being Matt, tries to get a bit sort of cocky and a bit goady, and he jumps up and he's giving us the fingers and all this kind of, and he tries dancing past us a little bit. Anybody, if you're watching on Spotify, turn your phone on its side. Have a little watch of this, by the way. Mark goes and stacks it. He goes and stacks it, and it was incredible. And I'll be honest with you.
Could have been the career end of that.
You did it right in front of me, and I thought, mate, this is... Do you know how you do your crew shoot? You know that slidey, and it goes. He did that, mate. And I thought, your crew shoot's gone. Your crew shoot is gone, mate. You have done so well to avoid any serious injury. You hurt your ankle a little bit, though, didn't you?
It hurt my ankle. But also, you should be putting up the clip of the keep ups because that's more football relevant.
No, people want to see the slip. People want to see the slip. So that's it on screen now. And reveling it. We'll put it out on all the other social media as well. Don't you worry about that. Okay, lads, a couple more games to go. And I also want to get a little bit of a Liverpool-Everton preview prediction, you know, because that's going on tonight. But we're going to go for the, well, I think it was a 12:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon. Chelsea 1, West Ham 1. Just talk to me quickly, Benty, sorry, about Chelsea, right? They're spending an awful lot of money on players. There's a couple of them I like. The look of João Felix, really like the look of. Obviously, Enzo Fernandez. But Mudryk, I'm still undecided, mate.
Do you know, I like Mudryk, but if you're playing behind a fullback that doesn't pass the ball forward, what are you supposed to do? Yeah. Every time Kukurea gets it, he passes it backwards. Yeah. So that's not getting the best out of him. But I think Chelsea will come good. I really like Graham Potter. And I think he's a good coach. I'm not quite sure he's going to be there long enough to see it kind of flourish.
The fruits of it.
Fruits of it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because they've got some good players and they should be, 10th in the Premier League or 9th. They're better than that. But I think the signs were good first half. But again, that cutting edge. If you don't go one up, two up, try and get that second goal, you always run that risk of the other team getting back into it. And I know they got robbed at the end, which we'll speak about. But I do think they're starting to look better, Chelsea.
Right, VAR in the mud again, Mark. Talk me through it.
What I'm confused about is that, in one sense, they did what should have happened at Arsenal with the Declan Rice offside. Yeah. They took their time on it and they made sure they got it right, even though it looked obviously offside. And then with the handball, somebody made a good point to me at the weekend. They said, that referee, straight away, he's running away like that, and that's influencing VAR. And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That somebody in that Stockley part, wherever it is influenced by the referee who hasn't seen it properly and goes like that. You saw the Souček interview afterwards. He knows it's a handball. We all know it's a handball. We've all played bloody five-a-side football. When you fall over and the ball's near your hand, you do it, sometimes you take it away, sometimes it's not even your fault, but it's still a handball. Yeah. It's not, there's nothing. And I think everybody would agree, what is the handball rule? Because one week that's a handball and one it's not. And you can't have that. And it's disgusting. And again, you know, I think Chelsea have only conceded one goal in their last four or five games. Yeah. And, you know, that sort of 3 points gives them a bit of momentum. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And, I'm not even a Chelsea fan. I'm not an Arsenal fan. I'm not a Wolves fan and I'm not a Brighton fan. And it's disgusting.
I do hope they are going to get their bodies smacked at Stockley Park. I really do. Because this one particularly for me was the one that I went, that's a disgrace. It's a stonewaller, isn't it? Like,
he even did the goalie thing, you know, where you sort of flick your wrist a little bit.
It's like that. It's like a cultured save, mate. It's a world-class save, in fact, right? But I agree with you. It's the fact that the referee did that. Where, why is he doing that? Do you know what I mean? He's got the comfort and the luxury of knowing that he can look at it. It's not hard. Wait till the ball goes out, and we'll have a little look at it. It's as simple as that. And the reason why they didn't look at it is because he did that. So they've got their hands tied in VAR there, where they have to go, well, we can't look at it here because it'll make him look a bit of a dickhead. West Ham had a goal disallowed just before that, though. It's a big result for West Ham, this, to be fair, isn't it? Because they're still down there, you know. Mm-hmm. And everybody keeps saying that they're going to be all right and they're going to get enough points. Draws and West Ham, but draws aren't no good, and the games are ticking by. You know, they need to start picking some wins up, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I still think David Moyes is the right man for the job. Yeah. I think he can still put him into kind of a shape where they'll be hard to beat. They might not win many games, but they won't get beat many. Yeah. But again, as I said previous, I just think that West Ham may stay up simply for the fact there are some poor teams at the bottom.
So true that,
their form might not have to be great, but they've just got to be better than what's below them. Yeah. And I think they can do that.
I think that's what will be. There will be three worse teams worse than them this season. West Ham, if you'd have said to me at the beginning of the season, after 22 games, West Ham are going to be in 16th position, 2 points above the drop zone, and Chelsea are going to be in 9th position, 10 points behind Newcastle in fourth. That's just ridiculous, isn't it? That's the beauty of this season, I think. It's just been world class. You never know what's going to happen. Right, final game, everybody. Crystal Palace, Brighton. Another VAR shout. Marky boy,
This was the one where they did apologise first, didn't they?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? PGMOL.
I feel for Arsenal because it's title. But Brighton, they had, at one point, 74% possession away from home.
Yeah.
Absolutely peppered Palace. Deserved to win. And they end up with a draw, and that 2 points for them, where they are in the league, you know Chelsea and Liverpool are coming at some point.
Mm.
That it's a win. It's 2 points gone. I, you know, what am I getting for that? I don't want your apology. What else am I getting?
I know. Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, it's like when you're at the restaurant and the order you get your steak's cold. I don't want an apology. what am I getting? I want the bill. I want the best dessert. And yeah. I've got an apology. Great. You know, I can't believe how many bad results there's
been. Do you know, I'd almost prefer them not to come out and say anything.
Yeah.
Rather than apologise because. That doesn't do anything, does it? No, what are you getting from that?
It's like, yeah, it's not going to help you whatsoever. No. It's just going to probably piss you off.
And why even more?
What did they do wrong on this? Draw the wrong angle, forget to do it, having a leak at the time. I mean, I don't know how with this one, because they apologised so quick, it must be worse than all the others.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do wrong on this one?
Brighton, sixth position, right? 4 points behind Spurs. Like I say, they get 3 points from this, they're 2 points behind. It's just phenomenal, isn't it? Mm. And the players that they've sold as well. Like every season they end up selling two or three players for 30, 40, 50 million quid. The lad Caicedo who nearly got sold in the summer, in the January transfer window. Didn't get sold, but still just gets on with it. McAllister, world class. Brighton have been a proper success story, haven't they, this year?
They have. You missed that Matoma, who's probably been their best player.
Wow.
That's the only thing that I feel like, certainly at the end of the season, could derail him. But I say that, but you've just hit the nail on the head. Yeah. Is people just come picking their players. And when not even their players, their manager.
Yeah.
Because I thought when Potter left, I went, are they going to find someone who's going to be able to do the same job? They found Deserbi, who's doing a better job.
He is.
Because one thing about Brighton under Potter, couldn't score any goals.
Yeah.
Played all the nice stuff, weren't prolific. Under Deserbi, they're finding a way to get goals, maximising every time they get in that final third. And I enjoy watching, other than Arsenal, I enjoy watching Brighton the most.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. Lovely style of football. Palace, they will come away from this game buzzing their titties off, they will. Absolutely buzzing their titties off because they've somehow scraped a draw, got absolutely battered. But for them, that's a mass result. 25 points. Another one of those teams where you think, you know, they're probably going to be all right.
But, you know, West Ham fans were doing it on Saturday and Palace fans, you shouldn't be defending it because we're not having a pop at you. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
But you should also be agreeing. Like these decisions are bang out of order. Yeah, it's nothing personal against you.
Yeah.
You've benefited from it, but you know, it's coming to you very soon. You know, this will keep happening.
Unfortunately, it will. We just want steady consistency. That'll do. Right, last final thing we're going to talk about: Liverpool Everton game tonight. Sean Dyche, second game in charge. Incredibly, won his first game against Arsenal. Second game, if he goes and does this tonight, away at Anfield, got to be surely the best ever start to a managerial career ever. Surely, right?
I think it's going to be tight, and I think it, you know, shows you how bad Liverpool are. That you know, Everton right down there are quite good with the bookies as well. I think.
Would it surprise you, genuinely?
No. Thiago's injured as well, so their midfield's dodgy. You know, second ball Dyche, run. You can see a 1-0 or a 1-1, can't you?
Was this a bit of a masterstroke getting Sean Dyche in Everton?
Yeah, I think if you look at certainly Southampton and teams that at the bottom, Leeds, teams like that. Again, why don't we act sooner and try and get him? Because I know his football might not be the most attractive, but he's effective.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He was effective. Look what he did at Burnley. Yeah. So I think for Everton, the fact they've got him, you now look at them and go, I know they're still down there, but you'd expect them to be one of the favourites to get themselves out of there just because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I think any time I've ever played against a Sean Dyche team, I'm thinking, oh God, this is going to be horrible today.
I can't wait for the game to finish.
Honestly, yeah, literally, I can't wait for the game to finish. It's going to be miserable. It's going to be cold. I don't care. Even if it's in the summer, it's going to be cold, right? It's going to be, I just know it.
I know it, right?
And that's what it was, because you know that they were going to be after you all game long. Don't give you a second's breath. They're going to dominate you, kick you, hurt. And there'll be teams that will just roll over, genuinely, because they don't want it. They don't want that smoke today. Before we go then, finally, give me a prediction for tonight's game. Score?
I'll go 1-1.
1-1, 2, who? Go on, prediction.
2-1 Liverpool.
Ooh, 2-1 Liverpool. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw, but it's going to be a lovely match to watch and Liverpool are going to hate it because Everton are going to be spoilers. Benty, thank you for coming on, mate. Absolutely buzzed off. Oh shit, yeah. Oh my God!
Can't believe you forgot.
Oh
that.
My God, I forgot
I'm happy
the quiz
to miss it this week.
Right, I'm so sorry. I apologise. Like, we have got the world famous football fill-in 10 second, 10 quiz. We got the quiz anyway. Come on, let's get it on. Let's get it on. All right, everybody, come on then. Football fill-in, 10-question quiz, something like that. Anyway, and also, after this, me and Benty, we're going to do a video for his YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed to it, get over there, by the way. We're going to be talking trainers. I've got some of my pearlers down here. How nice are some of them trainers, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. I've not seen them in years.
They're absolutely beautiful. We're going to put a link in the description down below. Go and watch it. Benty's the man, by the way. Quiz time, though. Let's go. Jamie, we good?
Yeah, already. Good
right,
to go.
Let's have it. Come on then.
Who has the most goal contributions this season coming off the bench in the Premier League?
Garnacho.
Garnacho is the correct answer.
Oh my goodness,
that's quick.
Man
that's
United
quick.
Questions.
Well, it's logical. Come on.
1-0. No.
Both of the Forest centre backs went off injured this weekend.
7 minutes.
No, seriously. What's going on?
Is that right?
Yeah. That was quick. That's
this
quick.
Business. This is not a quiz.
We spoke about it in the village.
You did.
It's obvious where it was going to go.
Good.
Nah, this is some fishy.
He didn't even finish the question. He didn't even finish the question.
Two Forest centre backs, he's obviously going to say, what minute?
Genius Bridge.
Genius yep. Bridge. Well,
did you know that's the fastest two starting players that ever been subbed off in the Premier League in history?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't tell me that bit.
Who has the career path of Independiente, Atletico Madrid, Manchester City, and Barcelona?
Aguero
is the correct answer.
Oh
3-0.
I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping next week.
Sweeping it.
I need to just get one. Just get one.
This is an absolute shambles. That's a bad question. When you say Independiente, come on.
Argentinian player. Argentinian player starts in Argentina. Wow. I'll bottle this again.
I can bottle this one.
I was 3-0 last week.
Come on, Jiminy. Give me someone I know.
Which fullback scored against their former club this game week? Which fullback?
Emerson.
Correct.
Ooh,
come on. What game was that?
Emerson Palmieri for West Ham.
Yeah, against Chelsea.
I hate you.
Closest wins. How many England caps does Gary Lineker have? The closest wins, so you all get an answer.
That's tough. 100 and... Oh, you've got to take that first answer. 100 and something.
It's got to be finished with 100 and something. It has to be something.
I'm going to go 104.
I'm going to go 82.
79.
The answer is 80.
News!
Oh my God!
News was it?
The answer is 80.
There is
80.
What do you say?
79.
I said 82.
82.
Yes. Well, Neil, he's on him. Darren Bent's on Neil after my question.
I thought you had it.
I was going to say, it's a bit like the Eagles. That was a good one. Knock on that.
Wow.
This is a guy, by the way, on Talksport between 4 and 7 every single day, makes out like he knows what he's talking about. 3-2-0.
Yeah. What team was Luis Suarez at before joining Liverpool?
Ajax.
Ajax.
Couldn't think.
Nice one.
I'm under pressure here. Just to get one.
Okay, straight on to the next question. Who was the only home team not to score this weekend?
Leeds.
Oh, for God's sake. Just ask Man United sweeping questions if you want.
Sweeping out.
I'm not sleeping anymore. I'm wired.
I can't ever get anything out of the mouth.
I'm absolutely wired.
5-2-0.
Who are the only team to beat Newcastle in the Premier League this season?
Man City.
Nope.
Oh, my.
I don't know this.
This season.
Liverpool.
Yeah, you can't answer it.
Liverpool.
Oh, my. You don't get Liverpool.
Wait, what are we doing?
You only get one go. You only get one go. Liverpool.
No, you can't have that. You can't.
Well, I can get that.
You can't.
I don't know what we're saying.
What do you mean?
I don't think you
just
can.
Bend the rules every single time so it doesn't benefit me.
Oh, like last week.
Have we got a spare question?
Yes, we do.
We've got a spare question. Yeah. Rival cancer.
You only got one go at it, right?
One go.
I'll tell you what, you are like the Eagles. That was a good answer, but you don't win.
Can't even take a point off.
What was the score?
Oh, was that late game, wasn't it? Yeah, they scored really.
5-2.
2-0.
Yeah.
It was that late goal, wasn't it? Late stoppage time at Anfield, yeah.
In Premier League history, who has finished in the top four the most amount of times?
Man United.
Correct.
It is all just Man United questions this week. This is ridiculous. 5-3 now. Well done, mate.
He's gone zero.
I don't think it's funny. I know what it's like sometimes. He got a zero one week anyway. You did.
All right, cool.
Who won the first ever Golden Boot in the Premier League?
Teddy Sheringham.
Oh, it's over, Beth.
It's
over. 5-3-1. Can't be caught. First ever quiz win. That was an assist as well. Thanks for that.
We've got one more question.
Yeah, another Man United question.
We've got one more, but let me just enjoy this justice from last week. This is it.
So we get the guy on who's got the biggest Man United fan channel in the world, and we do a quiz at the end, and every question's about Manchester United.
And we get the guy who's played for Man United.
Love that.
Oh, God. Okay. Come on, Matt.
So Pep Guardiola has now managed 250 games in the Premier League, but how many of those 250 has he won? The closest wins.
That's a good question. 183.
Well, it's got to be close.
You're such a giveaway, you are,
sorry,
right?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh. What's that? Six.
Six for Mark.
Three.
Three for Ben.
Is that the quiz key over?
That's the quiz done, yeah. Oh, quiz is all over.
Yes!
Mark, get I'm not going to jump up because I might slip. Get in. My first quiz win.
Ben T, reaction? What are you saying?
That was an awful one. It's really two though, the Liverpool one. I don't know, you had to. You only got one guess, but that's fine. Fair play.
Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for watching. By the way, this Sao Paulo top is so nice, by the way. We'll see you all next week at Liverpool-Everton tonight. 2-1 draw. 2-1 draw? 1-0.
1-0.
1-0. See you in a bit. Thank you.